Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Vav Omid Aleph. We're in the second volume of the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi, and we're going to begin a brand new siman, Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, which deals with the halachos of benching bezimun, which we'll discuss exactly what that means. So we begin right away with the Mechaber at the very top. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Hayu Mesubim Shlosha, if three people are eating together, Chayavim Bezimun, they're obligated to bench Bezimun. Now, benching Bezimun is the additional phrases that we say, which now we're going to discuss in this shir today, that we say before the proper start of the benching. That is, specifically, the Mechaber says, Sha'omer Echod Mehem, that one of them says, Nevarech Sha'achalnu Mishelo. We have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give Hodah that we are eating from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And the response from the people, the Heim Onim, the Omim, the people that are listening, at least the two, besides the person who's leading the Zimun, of course it could be many more, they respond and they say, Baruch Sha'achalnu Mishelo, Uv tuvo chayinu. We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us to eat from his food and his goodness. We are able to survive because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. That is the proper nusach to say. Then the person who leads the benching responds further. Hu chozer v'yomer. He repeats and he says again, Baruch shachalnu mishalo uv tuvo chayinu. He repeats the statement that all the responses just made, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to eat from his items, and his goodness sustains us and gives us life, and then we start the regular benching. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Mazonas Olam, V'chule. We say the regular benching. Now, Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imheim Arba, if there are four people, then technically he can say to them, Yochol Lomar Baruch Hu, you shall bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalchal Mishlo, you shall thank and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've eaten from his good, from his items. However, if there are Avo Yosir Tov, but it's still preferable in this situation, Lomar Nevarech, that we shall bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo Lehol Siyatzma Min HaKlal, that he shouldn't go and exclude himself from this opportunity to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, V'imheim Asora, Tzorech Lahaskiris Hashem, if 10 people are benching, a total of 10 people are benching together, then they have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, specifically that they say, Shomer Nevarech Elokeinu, Shachalnu Mishalo Uvtavo Chayinu. That's what the Vachuli is. The Heim Onim, and then the nine people or more respond, V'omim Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo Vachuli. That's what the Vachuli is. Now, Ein Lomar Nevarech Elokeinu Belamid. We don't say over here, let us bless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nevarech Leelokeinu, but we bless Nevarech Elokeinu, and the Mishnah Berurah will explain why. Now, we have another din that the Mechaber says. We're going to do all the Mechaber first, and then we'll go through all the details in the Mishneh Berurah to give us an overview first of what Zimun is. He then quotes the Gemara in Brachos. Ubein shayu asara, omeya, o elef, o ribo. We paskin, it doesn't make a difference. Once you have more than 10 or more, whether they're 100 or 1,000 or 10,000, this nusach is the same, kach heim mevarchem. As opposed to, there is an opinion in the Gemara in Brachos that says that you change and add additional shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, additional ideas, when you have 10 versus 100 versus 1,000 versus 10,000. But we don't paskin like that. The Mechaber is telling us we paskin like the opinion that says once you reach 10, the nusach is the same, whether it's 10 or 1,000 or 10,000. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'chol ha-mishana mizeh ha-nusuch, if anybody switches around the nusuch that we've outlined over here. For example, he says, Kigon she'omer, Nevarech al ha-mazon she'ochalnu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that he has given us. Mishneh Berurah will explain why this is incorrect. Oh, she'omer, or he says, L'mi she'ochal mishlo, from the one that we ate from, his items. That's incorrect as well. Mishneh Berurah will explain why. O she'omer bimkom uvtuvo, or he says instead of the word uvtuvo, he says mi tuvo, from his goodness. O bimkom chayinu, he says instead of sustaining all of us, he says omer chayim, gives life. Hare ze bor, a person is an ignoramus, a person is a boor who changes around the lashonus of chacham over here. Each one has deep meaning to it, and the Mishneh Berurah will explain what some of the issues are. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, Ukishahem Asari, if there are 10 people present, Kivan Shemaskirim is Hashem, once you have mentioned Nevarech Elokeinu, then technically, Yochol Lomai Nevarech Elokeinu, Al Hamazon Shochalnu Mishalo, from the food that he has given us. The Mishneh Berurah will explain why it's not a problem when you have 10 people to say that Lashon, although Lamaisa, that is not our Minhag. We keep the same Nusuch, Nevarech Elokeinu, Shochalnu Mishalo. We don't say that we ate from his food. That is the entire Mechaber today. There is no Ramah. And now we'll dissect this much more carefully with the Mishneh Berurah and some of the Dirshu footnotes. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Nalev starts off and he says, this Chiyuv of Zimun is the Hainu Shechayovim Lizdamein. When three people get together, there's an obligation to go and bench this Zimun. Uletzarev Birchosim Bilshon Rabim. And to make their praises in the plural form, the Hainu Sheechod Yomai, that one person should say, Nivarech Sheochalnu. We should all bless HaKadosh Baruch. We should all bench together that we ate. To make it into the plural form rather than I ate and I am blessing Hashem. And this is Va'asmuchu Rabbanu Nakro. This is based upon the Pasuk Tichsiv, Gadlu Lashem Iti Unirom Moshmo Yachtov, that we will go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Mashba, which implies She'echod Yomer L'Shnaim, that one person should say to the other two, Gadlu, let us go. Inami, alternatively, Mimai Dichsiv, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I will call out Hashem's name, Hovu Godel Elheinu, and we all together shall give greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And certainly, v'koshekein imhim yosir ad asorah, if there's more than three people, if you have up to 10, k'moshi yisbor lefaneinu, as we've already explained, you have to give this praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a lot that the Mishnah Berurah said over here, and let's look in some of the Dirshu footnotes to further expand upon this. So in Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down, what is the definition of eating together? So he says, Im heisebu yachad b'shas achilo chayavim b'richas hazimun. If they ate together, they were sitting down together, and they ate at the time of eating all together, then they're obligated in this brach of zimun. And the Shulchan Aruch will discuss this more in the next siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. The Chazon Ish points out that if they didn't really have a kviyas together, so he points out the Sharetzin over there will tell us that unless one person could actually be motzi the other person in benching, so then there is no chiyuv of zimun. Further, the Shulchan Aruch has taught us already in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin that nowadays ain on a regilim beseba, we don't lie down when we eat, and therefore our yeshiva are sitting down at a table or on one tablecloth, so to say, that makes a tziruf, that makes a combination of people together, as opposed to in those days where they were lying down. He further brings down the das of the Vilna Gaon, das agro, that when people are koveya to eat together, or the balabais is eating together with his children or his family, so afilu einan ochlim shulchan echad, even if they're not eating at the same table or at the same tablecloth, as long as they're yoshvim v'ochlim biyachad, as long as they are seated down, and they're eating together, dahainu she'enon mefuzorim echad heina v'yachad heina, they're not all over the place, then they are considered being mitzdarif. Furthermore, it says, and also in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Shechadeh Letztarif Luzimun, Soro Sheyaschilu O Sheyigmuru Yachad Es Asu, that they either have to start or end the meal together. That's another characteristic of being called eating together. The issue for number two brings down the Ramah that we learned previously in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Shamavarach Yomar Tchilo Birishus Morai V'Rabosai, that the person who's leading the benching should start off and say Birishus, Rabbanon V'Rabosai, or Morai V'Rabosai, or some aspect of, I'm asking permission to lead the benching. And this is in fact brought down by the Kalbo as well. And he says, Umiderech ha-musar, it's appropriate etiquette. L'chol mi shi'avarach, anybody that's going to lead a bracha, shi'ito rishus min ha-gdolim ha-masu b'msham, that he should ask permission from the greater people that are there to lead them in this bracha. And therefore he says, b'rishus rabosai nevarach. And he says, with the permission of my rabbis, I will start and bless. And this is an opinion, in fact, of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Aruch HaSachayim. Furthermore, Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, writes as follows, B'tchilas rabosai nevarach, ein ze elo haskora b'yazhora, shi yitnu hamesubin daitum l'chavim l'shmo b'yachas hazimun. This idea of saying at the beginning, rabosai nevarach, is there for the purpose of preparing everybody and giving, so to say, notice to everybody that we're about to say b'yachas hamazum. Separate from that, you have to ask permission from them and from your rabbanim and your friends that are greater than you if you can do this. But this rabosai serves a double purpose in a way of both asking the permission, or you ask permission separately before then, and then you say, now we're about to start benching, everybody pay attention. Dishu footnote number four brings down mashma from this discussion that the Mishnah Berurah has over here, that it's an asmachta, that the rabbis asmachu rabbanon akro, they base their understanding of Zimun as a allusion from the Pasuk. So, Dirshu footnote number four says, this idea is that it's only a din de Rabbanon. It's an allusion, and that's a smachta. This is the opinion of the Ra'ah and the Ritva in Brachos. The Olas HaTomit says the same thing, and as well, the Sharet Zion brings down later on that this is the opinion of the majority of the Poskim. However, others disagree. The Tur brings down that the opinion of the Ravid is the Birchas HaZimun is a Bracha d'Oraisa. And this is the opinion of the Lavush. And in fact, the Chazon Ish says he's not sure where the Sharet Zion got there. Rov HaPoskim say that it's a Din D'Rabbanan. He disagrees. Are there any practical ramifications, whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan? So he brings down at least three ramifications over here. The nafkamina would be number one. B'mikra, in a situation, shemiksas b'nei achabura, ochlu kidei sviya, that some of the people ate to satiety, and they're mechuyiv to bench midaraisa, and some only ate a kizayis, and they're only mechuyiv to bench derabanan. So, if you say that this is a bin din daraisa, so then one of the people who's obligated daraisa should lead the benching. If you say it's only a din derabanan, then it doesn't make a difference which one of them were to lead the benching. Similarly, we have another nafkamina. Im ha-zimun humi derabanan. If we say that the zimun over here is a din derabanan, so then anybody who's bar mitzvah and up, we can rely upon that they're a gadol on a derabanan level, and they can lead the benching. But if you say that zimun is a daraisa, then unless you know that a person is not only chronologically, but also physiologically a gadol, so then you can't let him lead the benching. You would have to let a person who has a beard go and lead the benching. And likewise, if there's a suffix, did you or did you not bench? So the Prima Gadim says that if this is a din daraisa, then you'd have to re-bench again with zimun because it's a suffix daraisa l'chumra. But if it's only a din darabanan, we could say suffix darabanan l'kula. There are other nafkaminas as well, but that's what he brings down here as the main three nafkaminas for this din of whether it's daraisa or darabanan, the bracha of zimun. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis. He says that the lashon is nevarech shelchal mishlo. He brings down from the Zohar, Bazora Hesiru, Zora warns us, Lomar Bepiv, that you should say before you start the benching, Kodem Birchas Hamazon, 10 Lanu HaKos Unvarach, please bring me the Kos of benching, and then we will begin to start the benching. Oh, or say something like, Bo Unvarach, let's all gather together, everybody ready to bench. Lefisha Kol Dover Shebekdusha, because anything that you're doing that has holiness to it, Zora Chazmona Befeh, one should specifically, orally, verbally declare that they're about to do this, right before they do this, over Lasioso, Kidei Laham Shecha Kedusha, to sort of say, bring down additional Kedusha to this act. And in fact, Dirshu, footnote number 6, brings down from the Sefer Avas Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim Sefer, as a Tosefta in Peya, brings down a very important Tosefta in Peya in the fourth parak. And he writes, Sha'omer Befiv, if somebody says that he's about to give tztaka, somebody should specifically orally declare that he's going to give tztaka, so he gets schar on the saying that he's going to give tztaka as well as the actual giving of the tztaka. And he points out, Shehamira, Sheyisrael Omer, that the actual words that a Yid says, that he's going to do a mitzvah, and for any mitzvah this applies, Gam Kein Poel Kedusha Lamala, your actual saying that you're going to do the mitzvah brings down a Kedusha from above, and you get schar for just the saying of it, not only for the doing of it. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Lashon of the Zohar, Shebechol HaMitzvos Sheyesh Birch Bracha Lefnei Asiyoson, that any mitzvah that is a bracha instituted by Chazal in front of it, the bracha is the hazmana for the mitzvah. Therefore, benching, which the benching itself is the mitzvah, you need a separate hazmana for the bracha of benching. Furthermore, he brings down from the Shelus HaTshuvas Noda B'Yehuda, Shekol mitzvah sheyesh bracha b'tchilos, any mitzvah the Chazal instituted a masakin a bracha for it. So since the Anshei Knesset HaGdola made a bracha over here, therefore this nusach of the bracha has all of the essential things within in it, and therefore ein tzarech lomar shum dover lefnei rak bracha. You don't have to say anything extra. The bracha includes all the ideas and the statements that a person has to make. However, a mitzvah that doesn't have a bracha in front of it, a person should say before he does the mitzvah, Hinni oseh dover zeh lekayim mitzvah bori. I am doing this action in order to fulfill the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelus HaTshuvas Torah Lishma brings down from the Arizal that a person has to be miyachid shem havaya lefnei hatztak v'atvila. Before he does an act of tztak or he davens, he should say the famous l'shem yuchud that you find in many sidurim. This is a big machlokes. The Noda B'Yehuda is in disagreement with this, as we just pointed out. But the Torah Lishma brings down from the Arizal that you should say this l'shem yichud. And this is a famous machlokes between the more Kabbalistic poskim and the more straightforward, it says it's always in the Gemara type of poskim. In any event, the Chidor explains that the saying of this L'shem Yichud, before you do a mitzvah, is mesalek as kol achitzonim. It somehow removes external influences that are negative, as is brought down in the Zohar. However, the Chelus HaTshuvas Chavos Yoah said that this L'shem Yichud should only be said by great Talmidei Chachamim, Muflogim, a special great Talmidei Chachamim. They have the right to say the L'shem Yichud, but it shouldn't be said by the common people. Again, each person should follow his practice, whether you do or you do not say the L'shem Yichud. The bottom line should be the same, that you're preparing to do the mitzvah, and a person should try to do this in the most optimal fashion, in the best way possible. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "Umizeh noagim lomar b'shon Ashkenaz." That's why they would say it in the vernacular Ashkenazic tongue in Yiddish, "Rabosai mivelin benchin," which translates to essentially "Rabosai nevarech." we're asking the people around us, Rabosai, we're about to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they respond, Heimonim, Yishem Hashem Mevorach Me'atov Yad Olam. They say this Nusach is a response to that. Mishabur Sivkot and Kimmel, he then says, the Chule, as the Mechaber brought down, he responds with the things he says, Uvtvo Chayinu, V'im Hamas Mesubim, Tzrich Alanos Omin Achrov. Should the Mesubim answer Amen to that, that's already a Machlokes, Yesh Deos Ben Achronim, this is a Machlokes, V'haminuk Shalo La'anos. And he says that the more commonly accepted Minuk is not to answer Amen. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet, Uvtuvo Chayinu, the Chazan, the one who's leading the Zimun over here, says the same thing, and he starts off, Baruch HaDoshem HaKinu Machlov V'chule, he starts saying the first Bracha of benching. Mashma Mized appears from here, the Lo Yomar Baruch Hu Uvroch Shemo, that he does not say Baruch Hu Uvroch Shemo at the conclusion of Uvtuvo Chayinu. However, V'yesh Poskim Kosu Lomar Baruch Hu Uvroch Shemo. There are those that say that you should say Baruch Hu Uvroch Shemo, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'chein HaMinuk, this is in fact the proper custom. However, he brings down the Ayin of the Mogen Avram, the Shara Chronim, the Al-Koponim, Lo Shayach Zeb Yochid. If you're benching alone, you certainly don't say this. And even if you're benching with three, V'gam B'Shlosha, Ein Lamar So Raka Mevorach. The people responding don't answer this. Only the person who's leading the Zimun should say, Baruch Hu Roch Shemo. The Lo Shnayim Hamizamnim Imo, and not the two people that are answering with him. Dishavut number 9 brings down the reason for the Darki Moshe, why he said Baruch Hu Roch Shemo. He says, Kidei lahafsik bein brichas ha-zimun le-brichas ha-mazun, to separate between the bracha of Zimun and the bracha of the first bracha of benching. Brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shekosav, Shamizamin omer Baruch Hu Roch Shemo. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says also that the person leading the benching says Baruch Hu Roch Shemo, Kevin Shehu Tosefes ala Zimun. It's an addition on top of the Zimun. And the Prima Gadim brings down, Shelochein Rak ha-mizamin omer the Lo Ha'onim, and only therefore the Mezamin should say this, and not the other people, Sharhei Mafsikim B'Omein Shonim Achar Mevarach, because they have already interrupted by saying Omein after the Mevarach, according to those that say Omein. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hei, he writes, you can say Baruch Hu if there are four people, Kivin Shem Shlosha, since there are three people, Uriim Mevarach, B'Shon Rabin Belado, because they can say without him, so therefore technically you can say Baruch Hu. However, Abu Bishnaim, if there are only two, Lo Yochalam Baruch Hu, you can't tell them to say Baruch Hu, Rak Nevarach, so the three of them were all together. However, b'di'evad imam b'shnayim baruchu efshal diyotzi, you might possibly be yotzi even if you said baruchu with only two people. Sivkot involved, the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't say leilo kenu with a lamid. The gabe bracha lo ksiv lamid. By the bracha, we don't say with a lamid. The ksiv baruchu amim elokenu, that we bless elokenu, not le elokenu, not to God. And Dishufut number 10 brings a raya to this. Look there. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says ala mazon shachalnu. We don't say that. The mashma devarach lebal habayis hamachilu, because that looks like you're blessing the person who's the owner of the house who gave you to eat. Dila rachmana, because if it's God, lamu maskim mazon, why are you saying thank you Hashem for the food? Below mazon yesh habi levarachu, because there are many other things that you have to thank God for. So if you mention specifically the food, it looks like you're blessing the bal habayis over here. This brought down the matosus. Sivkot and Ches, you likewise don't say lemisho chalnu mishalo, because the mashma derabim him, because it looks like there are many people involved over here. Zez on his zed, this one supports this one, zez on his zed, this one gives food to this one. Ulfi dvaru from mevarach lebalabais, and it looks like again you're giving to the balabais the sprocha rather than to Hashem. This is brought down even Rashi. And it says, why don't we say mi tuvo? The gabi mi tuvo perish mishum de mamayit betakmulo shamokum, because it limits. Mem over here is a miut, and it's mamayit in the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. The mashma dover muut kidei chayim, that he only gives us life. And why don't we say chayim? We said choyinu. The tam shalom lomar chayim. The mashma du motzi asma naklal. It looks like he's excluding himself from this wonderful thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. So therefore, you don't say chayim, you say choyinu. Finally, Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to say, if you have 10 people, this lashon of Nevarach Elokeinu al hamazon shochal mishlo, which you can't say if you're less than 10, because he says, desu leiko lemite, because in this situation, nobody will make the mistake, the koy al balabayis havachilo, that it's the balabayis that you're giving the praise to. Nevertheless, halach lemaisa, we don't include this addition. We just say, Nevarach Elokeinu shochal mishlo. That concludes today's shiur.